Loop 340 in Waco. Proud supporters of all Baylor athletics.
3:26 as we continue this 3 o'clock hour. Thanks to Byron Murphy, the second from DeSoto, commits to Dave Aranda and Baylor. And thanks to now one of the great names in Baylor football history, Lake Seastrunk Temple High School. And he joins us on Sikkim 365 Radio, Craig and Paul. Deontay, I'm David Smoke. I know a lot of people, when we talk with you, want to talk about football and all that, but I want to get to what happened in December and what it meant to you when you received your degree.
Oh, man, that's pretty cool. I only have words to explain how it felt to go across the stage. And, you know, I was moving across the stage, but, you know, I just kind of had to keep it cool, keep it calm, and just relax. And I was really thankful for just the opportunity Baylor gave me to go back in and get my degree. So I was really thankful for that.
FX underscore Butterfly, please let him know how proud we are of him for coming back, graduating from Baylor. And then there's a picture of you with, looks like relatives, friends of yours. You're out front. You've got the cap and gown on, and you have the biggest smile on your face. And I just, that was so cool. And when you come back and you get something that means so much to you.
What? I mean, because it's like, you know, I was never projected to even finish high school, nor was I projected to finish college. So it's one of those things where, you know, where God made the might be my footstool during that time. So it's kind of like, yeah, I came back. I did.
Lake, we've had this poll going this week on the website and on Twitter about who would win in a 40-yard or 100-yard dash, and it's between you and RG3 and Tevin Reese and maybe Denzel Mims and some other guys. Who would be your top three if we're – or maybe even top four if we're running a 4x1, who would you want in that 4x1?
I mean, hands down, I'm definitely going to go with T. Reese. Definitely got to have Rob in there. And I mean, honestly, Denzel Mims. I mean, that'll probably complete our trio. But we can't forget about, you know, Antoine Goodley. We can't forget about Corey Coleman. It's just a lot of guys you can plug and play into that 4x4, that 4x1.
Lake, who'd you say besides Tevin and Denzel?
You got Corey Coleman, you got Antoine Goodley. You got man, it's just, you got Xavier Howard. You got a lot of guys that can run. You know, T. Sills. You know, you got a lot of guys that can run.
So let's make sure we get the four correct. Lake,
yeah.
Tevin, Denzel, and who's the fourth?
Robert Griffin.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, all right. That would be pretty salty. That would be pretty salty. Lake, when you saw all that speed on campus, I mean, just what was it like to be a part of that, just knowing how lethal you guys were? And you were plenty physical too, but just the amount of speed on those teams, what was that like?
I mean, honestly, it was a cool thing. I really didn't get the chance to play until the fifth game, and that's when I started to, you know, gain the trust of Nick and the other guys around me, because I also got to give it up to my boy Terrence Williams. He taught me how to catch, so, you know, I got to thank him for that. He told me, in the simplest words, hey, you see the ball coming? Don't take your off until it hits your hands, and then go. Because I had a problem of taking my off the ball, catching it, then running, but I used to drop all my passes like this. So I definitely got to thank Terrence because he helped me out a lot. And also Nick, I was under Nick's wing. He kind of, you know, showed me how, you know, I was supposed to be able to play in big games and under high-stress situations.
There are so many plays you made that were spectacular. The pulled hammy, which we had the highlights. I mentioned you and I a couple of texts last night, or maybe it was a couple of nights ago, when I said that run against Kansas State when they were number one in the country, you guys were blowing them out, and then you put the nail in the coffin with an 80-yard run. And I sent you the video of it. I'm not sure if it had the upper level of it, but it's absolutely almost perfect. You, two corners, and three guys right behind them. It almost looked like fighters, like fighter pilots, all in formation, the way you were splitting them and the way you ran away from them.
I mean, that was like one of the things. It was just designed. The play was designed to be the way it was. Honestly, it kind of deviated just a little bit, but I still found my way. But I also got to give it up to the line. The line made part like the Red Sea. It was just one of those things you can never you can never just be more thankful because your lineman was so nasty. And then correction, I pulled my quad. It was not my hammy, it was a quad pull. My whole entire quad was purple, and I was out, and I couldn't do anything until it was time for the bowl game. I was hurt for real. This was no cramp. I was hurt for real, and I still had to work out. Thanks, Coach Cobb.
Those things don't go away. Look, those things don't go away quick, do they? The hamstring. That's almost worse than a lot of things you can get.
Yeah, the hamstring is not as bad as people think it is. The quad is way worse because the quad actually controls the whole entire leg. The quad goes, everything else goes. And then I figured out the hard when I got to press through it. And I got to the 10 and the 5 until the dive, and I fell, and then I passed out. That's how painful it was.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Hey, you mentioned his name there, Lake, but Kaz Kazadi, when we've had on Tevin and we've had on, you know, a lot of the guys that we've mentioned already in this segment, RG3, Corey, you know, I always ask about Kaz and just the influence and the meaning that he had in each of y'all's lives. For you, what was Kaz Kazadi, what did he mean to you and what did he teach you?
I mean, that's a great question. Kaz honestly literally was I can't even explain to you. He was more so of a dad to all of us, but he also taught us how to be responsible. He taught us how to be men. He taught us how to continue just to grow together as a team. And he put a lot on us, more than you know. Even when, we used to do sled pulls, he used to tell me, you better not lose not a single sled pull. I'm going to make you do it again. And I didn't ever really think about it, but then in my conscious mind, I'm not going to lose. So now it's just, even in my day in life now, I still feel like I can go out, still can play, and still can do everything I used to do when I was in college because that's just the mindset he's given me. And I still feel like I can go out there and play with the best of them just because the mindset he's given me, just the word that he's instilled in me is just more so this. It never leaves. The competitive spirit never goes because of him. It's more so now, I feel like I could take on 10 men and win back nine because of just how brutal he didn't put us through the ringer, and nobody would never understand unless you've been under Coach Kazadi. You would never understand what we've been through at the 5 a.m. workout. You would never understand every single day. We never took a day out. When we did take that, it was only for yoga, and it still wasn't a day out because yoga felt like we were going through a full-blown workout. And still, nobody could ever know what me, Kevin, Ahmad, A.G., Bryce, the guys that have been there with Kazadi, we did some sled pulls. The only people I know that was right next to me was Ahmad and Antoine. So I picked him off the ground. I ain't got nothing left, Ahmad. You're going to just leave me here. He's like, nah, for real. If you don't run, we're going to run again. I said, bro, I can't move. Now you hear his coach tell, ready! And we were all right, I'm get up. All right, I got up. But I don't think nobody would ever really realize what type of influence he had. He doesn't. I understand the coaches really matter, but it starts from the bottom. The foundation that he's given us was easy to perform on Saturdays because of what he put us through. I was still putting 300-400 on my back during the week before we played on Saturday. He used to tell me to leave the weight room because I always thought he was cheating me out of a workout, but he was just trying to protect me for Saturday. And it was just one of those things to where he did it. You can't get mad at me for something that you put into me. And he used to laugh and look at me and tell me to get the hell out of the weight room. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm still going to come back, though. So it's just one of those things that you continue to say. You continue to thank you because even when you go through life, you always continue what you've been through was way worse than what you're going through now. Mm-hmm. So I pretty much owe him my life.
You have wanted to play football from the time you could ever think about it. And, of course, you were a star in high school, then from Oregon to Baylor, and you've had opportunities in pro football. But it's been a couple of years now for you. Have you played your last down of football?
Honestly, I didn't think so, but I can see you guys be opening up doors for me to where I have not been to play, which I'm not biased to it. But correction, I was a hooper before I was a football player.
Yeah.
Was a hooper. I love basketball. But football chose me. But as I say again, I'm not biased to playing again. But I'd rather play as a receiver because I feel like I'm more athletic enough to where I can outrun people, learn to run routes, and catch the ball. All I got to do is continue to go through the same rigorous exercise that Kaz put me through and just amplify 10 times more. and make sure that I try to catch every ball like it's my last ball. And well, I was like, you know, I think it's probably not the same as him getting the ball handed off to you, but I mean, I can learn. I'm willing to learn. It doesn't bother me. But
do you still have an agent?
Who, me? No, I can say no. I don't.
Okay. I wasn't sure because, you know, that's kind of that connection, and that clock is ticking. I mean, you know that. We've discussed that with you before. But you, if something was to open up, if there was an opportunity, you'd go give it another shot, right?
I wouldn't have a doubt, but as long as they allowed me to play receiver. If I can play receiver and actually get the – I already know where to go to get my training, to get my receiver drill stuff done. I have a lot of people around me that can show me the ropes and get me right. It's just all about getting that fair opportunity to go play, because I don't mind playing special teams. I don't mind doing anything. I just would love to go in as a receiver because I still can run. Like, that's never going to leave. I never stop working out, never stop eating correctly. I never stop doing anything. I just continue just to acclimate to the working world and just work out every day. I work out in the morning. I go to Halo in the morning, like around 6, 6:30. And, you know, and I come back home.
Lake, I like the way you said that football chose you. Can you kind of expand on that about how you feel that the game chose you?
I mean, yeah, I was a hooper. I used to hoop. Like, I was a big hooper. I still hoop today. Like, it never left me. I was born to play. I feel like basketball was something that I loved the most. I used to had all the Jordan books, had all the AI books. I had basketball since I can remember growing up. I had every basketball goal you can think of. Like, I used to go hoop in my court until the front, the street lights turned on. It just that I never would have thought football would have chosen me. I only played football because it was easy. Like, you know, when I was playing Pee Wee, you score 6, 7, 8 touchdowns and never batting. Now I'm like, oh, this is not for me anyway. I want to hoop. And I kept on hooping. I played on my select team at school. It was really good. We had a group of guys. We played with each other since in our neighborhood. And I continued to get more. Like, the thing about when I played Round Rock McNeil and Temple, when Aaron Williams was there, never really thought about none of that. I was just like, oh, he's a great player. Nothing but love and respect. I pray that you get to where you want to go. Out of nowhere, my football highlight just blows up. And then I'm the number one in the country. Never would have thought that happened in a million years. Not a kid like me. So I'm like, oh, give me an opportunity. Did not think about that. So then I'm like, what if I actually put – like, for try to master my craft? Mastery at its highest. Okay, cool. I'm gonna put my craft into it. Then all of a sudden, I started to really get well, like really, really great at it. And then it kind of just chose me in the end because I was like, you know what? I see what football can take me. I'm gonna go ahead and take it.
Yeah, and I have no doubt that when you blew up as a football recruit, that had to be pretty crazy because I remember you bursting onto the scene and everybody talking about how fast you were and all of that, because I followed recruiting for a really long time. So I very much remember that. Lake, I know we've only got a couple more questions really left with you, so I want to make sure and ask, you know, when you look back on your Baylor career, is there a game, is there a moment, is there something specific that stands out to you when you look back at your time as a Bear?
No. I mean, every game counted for me. Because it could have been my last.
Right.
What I really love the most is just the camaraderie with my linemen. My linemen showed me nothing but love. My linemen know that I was going to put it all on the line for them. And I got to really thank Nick, because Nick was kind of like the quarterback that kind of showed me how to play in big games and not get flustered nor rattled nor upset. He kind of like showed me how to be a professional athlete without me being a professional athlete or collegiate athlete at that sense. He, like, just from him, Cyril, Kevin Palmer, you got my boy Baker, you got my boy Kniver, Spence, them guys showed me the ropes. And I was a young guy, you know what I'm saying? I haven't really had any experience to that big game I played against Kansas. So I really got to give it up to them guys, because them guys showed me, and also T-Dub showed me how to catch. So I got to thank T-Dub for that, too, because if it was him, I would have never caught half the passes that Nick was throwing to me. Cause I know Nick was like, hey, I just want you to know if I get in trouble, I'm throwing it to you. Nick, please don't throw it to me. I'm tired. He said, well, if I get in trouble, I'm throwing it to you. So, yeah, most of the time, Nick was dumping it off to me. And I was not mad about it either, because I was giving him out of trouble. That's all I wanted to do, was be a help.
Yeah, I've been saying this. We've had a couple of three or four guys from that 2012 team, many of them, And that team at the end of the year, I mean, I put you up against pretty much anybody at the end of the year the way you guys were playing after that big win against Kansas State and the way you mauled UCLA. I got to ask you a question, and I don't know how you're going to answer it, but I kind of do. Washington drafts you, they let you go. Carolina signs you, lets you go. Tennessee, Cowboys, Calgary, Saskatchewan, over Jets, over and over and over again, you had a chance and it didn't work out. How did you still have the guts to keep walking back into something that was difficult to get into?
Honestly, you got to think about it. It hurts at first. It hurts. It can teach knock you down. It takes away who you were at Baylor. It takes away everything. It takes away your whole persona, who you thought you were. But remember, I feel like life doesn't happen to you. It happens for you. So I feel like through all them experiences, it just taught me how to grow and be a man and also go through all my trials. Because Coach Kyle always told us, every day is not going to be as easy. You got to take what you want, but also put in the work. So for me, it helped me grow more as a man. And I'm not ashamed of where I've been at and how many times I got released. That's just a part of my story. That's fun. I pray my kids don't have to go through what I went through. But if that means that God's going to give me another opportunity as a different position as a receiver, I'll take it. But I'm going to make sure I'm going to go into it more prepared than I was before because I've been there before. And can nobody ever take away my heart, nor my soul, nor where I've been through, because I feel like that amounts to so much more because more people go in there to what I can make. I'm going into this. I just want to play. I don't give a damn what you pay me. I don't care if it's pennies or nickels. I just truly, truly love the game. And it'll never leave my spirit. It'll never leave my soul. The competitive spirit will never leave. I'm so competitive to the point where when I play the game, I better not lose because I'm going to get upset. And I can't do nothing about it, but I know I can control it in real life if I win or lose or not. But in a shorter sense, it doesn't matter if I bump my head 100 times. I'm going to learn something each time I bump my head.
I think I learned something every time we're able to interview you.
Yeah, it's fun to sit back and listen to Lake philosophize a little bit. Yeah.
Whether you've been in studio where you've broken down with us when we were at the radio station or after a practice or when I talked to you, when you came to the radio station, when you were before you actually checked on the Baylor campus. Remember that day, Lake?
Oh, yeah, I definitely remember.
Oh, my God.
Because people crucified me for saying I want to win the Heisman. But the thing about it, they crucified me for it because I said it. But I'm a vocal person. I believe what I put in the atmosphere in the universe is going to happen. If I want a good life that I put in the universe, it's going to happen because I believe that. But nobody understands that. But then when people looked at my stats and seeing how close I really was to getting to that position, then they were like, oh, maybe it is true. But people really didn't realize I only played half of the damn game. I didn't play the whole game. If I got 200 yards in the first half. Just imagine if you let me spend the whole entire game. I had 400 yards. I would have held a single game rushing record if it was possible because I knew my line was going to do it. And that's not me talking. Just think about my linemen who I had. Let's go down the line. I had Troy Baker. I had Spencer. I had Cyril Richardson. I had Kevin Palmer. I had a Kniper at the tight end, and I had my I can't think of his name. Forgive me. I can't think of his name. It's on the top of my tongue. And I can't think about it. My other tight end. I can't think about it. But God's dog, and I'm sorry.
Penning?
Forgive me.
Was it Penning?
No, not Penning.
Was Cameron Caulfield also a part of that offensive line?
I think he was gone by then. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
No, he was gone. Yeah. It was nice, and somebody else. I can't think of his name. God dog, I feel so bad.
We'll find it.
We'll find it and tag it to you. We'll put it on there and get that to you. But man, it's always fun. It's always fun to have you on the show wherever we are, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing, Craig.
Yeah, and Lake, I just wanted to ask you before you go. We've had certain former players that they maybe checked out for a little while after Browse was gone, which was understandable. But a lot of guys, started following along the last couple of years once again, showing up at games and things like that. Have you kept tabs on Baylor football? Just kind of what's your relationship there?
I mean, each coach shows, they know who we are, and you don't want to be imposing on who you are. I just like to come in and just say, hey, you know, can I use the facility? Hey, can I, you know, am I allowed to be here? I just wish that we can actually stand on the sideline. We can't stand on the sideline no more from the old coach. I totally understand. This is your regime. We're not trying to take from that. But don't take away from the players that help y'all get to stadium. Like, we, in the last couple of years, Rob started it all and we finished it. There's a reason why the stadium's out there. There's a reason why Rob is out. Rob's statue is out there. We built this. Well, Coach Kyle told us we built this from the foundation to the ground up. Show us the respect that we deserve. We were here before you was here. I understand this is your regime, this is your new stuff, but understand that we was here before you was here. So don't gloss over it like we didn't do anything. There's a reason why y'all new stadiums out there. There's a reason why y'all got new uniforms. There's a reason. Just show us the same respect. And it's on the sideline that we've been standing on for a long time. I'm, like I told everybody, I like the new stadium, but I look for Casey. I love how it got 110 degrees heat, but that's how we beat most people because what Casey got so hot, people couldn't stand it, but we was usually out there burning in the sun, but when we got used to it, like, oh, this is our home. We don't care how old Fort Casey was. We loved it. From all the cracks, from all the withered paint, you can easily redo that stadium, but it's not here anymore, but it's cool. Love the new stadium. I just want them to show all the old Baylor respect. Show them love because we paved the way for you guys to get to where you want to go. Before me as well.
Great way to
show
end
it. Show them love and show them respect.
Yeah. Jared Monk?
Yeah.
Was it Jared?
Yeah, Jared Monk.
Yeah, that's Ford. It. Yeah.
Monk. Yeah, it was, yeah, yeah. Monk. Hey, yeah. Monk, hey, I'm sorry, Monk. I
wanted to make sure we got that in. Hey, Lake, thank you for what you represent. I love listening to you. Appreciate your time so much. And we'll see you soon. Appreciate your knowledge and insight and philosophy as well. That's Lake Seastrunk, former Baylor running back, Temple High, and a guy that every time he's on, it seemed like I learned something and I'm like 40 years older than him or somewhere 35 years older than him. It's 3:40.